This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know, my problem isn't with the world following that scripture. My problem is me following the scripture. And if you're honest, you're frank with yourself, and you don't adopt a case of denial here, the problem you have with Luke 6 here is you, just along with me. Because I have found that it's a lot easier to say people in general or nations in general should follow this. It's a lot harder to say that I should follow it. Folks, this may be the most controversial passage in Luke personally for you and for me, because I know that every single person, and I'm including myself, as you read the words that we just read, you struggle. You know why? Because you know what you said this week. You know what you said last year. You know what you did. You know what you thought. And you know that so many of the things we think, say, and do contradict virtually every statement in this passage that we read today. Those of you that take notes, I want you to write 3 words down on a piece of paper. If you're not taking notes, that's fine. I don't have them on the screen. I didn't get them in time to have them. But I want you to write 3 words across the line, because you're going to write 3 words underneath them. The words on the first line are spiteful, vengeful, and retaliatory. Don't worry about the spelling. As long as you know what you're writing, that's all that matters. Spiteful, vengeful, and retaliatory. Now, underneath those words, I want you to write 3 words that correspond to the word above them. Under spiteful, I want you to write the word attitude. Under the word spiteful, write the word attitude. Under the word vengeful, write the word intent. What I intend to do, intent. And under the word retaliatory, write the word action. If those words describe you or me in any shape or fashion, that you are spiteful in your attitude, in other words, you have an attitude of spite toward people, you are vengeful in your intent, in other words, you intend to get even with people sooner or later, it's just a matter of time, I'll get even with him. Give me enough time, I'll get even with her, she'll pay for this, that's vengeful spirit having to do with intent, or retaliatory, which has to do with action, where you actually carry out the vengeance. If those words describe you, I guarantee you, you're going to have trouble with the passage we study today. The second thing I want to say about this passage is that people say this, well, I'm sure that people back then, 2,000 years ago, probably thought this was a great word, and they accepted it, and they understood it. That's a misunderstanding. The people back then had just as much trouble with these words as you do, and I do. I don't picture people at all saying, isn't that a beautiful sentiment? We ought to frame that and put it up on the wall in our house. No. People back then had just as much difficulty and trouble with the words of this passage. I want to look at a few phrases and then talk about it basically in general. In verse 27, Jesus said, I tell you. Now that's an important statement. Jesus was claiming authority. He was claiming authority over people that were listening to him. I tell you. You know, that's a pretty strong statement when any of us make that. Have you ever done that? And we all have done that. Well, let me tell you something. That's the phrase we use. Well, I'll tell you what's the truth, and then we pontificate sometimes. We all do that. But when Jesus did it, he spoke with the authority of God himself. And here's what he was saying. No matter what you've heard, no matter how you've been raised, I tell you. Well, those certainly are dramatic words of Jesus. We continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.